Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on taking care of those that are subordinates and commanding those that are in authority to be kind to them, to those that are their subjects, to give them good advice, to be compassionate towards them, and also forbidding those in authority from deceiving them in any way, being harsh to them, neglecting their best interests, and being unmindful of them and their needs. We explain there are two things. One is that there should be regulations, and the other is, together with regulations, there should be some type of reporting. And when you talk about reporting here, where a person is accountable. So therefore in Islam we see that these regulations, our deen, and everything with regards to our deen, and also there will be a system of accountability. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. That person that fears the day that he is going to stand in front of his Allah, Allah Ta'ala will grant him a double reward. In other words, he'll get expression two jannats. Why this person had that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So long as there's two things, there's regulations, and together with regulations, there's accountability, then it works. And if you only got regulations and no accountability, then those regulations won't work. Nobody will be interested in upholding the regulations. Why there's no accountability? And if there's only accountability and no regulation, then people won't know what they're going to be accountable for. So Islam is so beautiful that together with all the regulations of deen, there is a day of akhirat. There is a day that we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرُجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. One ayat of the Quran Allah ta'ala mentioned that fear the day. Fear the day when you're going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And on that day, every person will get in full the reward of what he did. Whatever we did, Allah ta'ala will repay us in full. If we did good, we'll get repaid in full. If we did any evil, then that also, the consequences of the evil will be given to us. So therefore, a person in this world, all the time, he's keeping that day in mind, the day when I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, qalat sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu fi bayti hadha, Allahumma man waliya min amri ummati shay'an fashakka alayhim, فَشْقُقْ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ وَلِيَ مِنْ أَمْرِ أُمَّتِي شَيْئًا فَرَفَقَ بِهِمْ فَرْفُقْ بِهِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, in this very house of mind. In other words, she's trying to explain that exact place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these words. And when we hear these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul alameen, it was not in his style to curse anyone. It was not in his style to make baddua for anyone. We did that incident of that difficulty that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through Taif. And yet it was just as, like we say, a press of a button. All he needed to do was just give the instruction and the mountains would have been closed upon those people. But it was not in his tabiat to ever make baddua for anyone. He made dua for them. He made dua for the hidayat. So here again we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in his tabiat to make bad dua for anyone. But when these type of words we'll see in the hadith today, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua against someone, it shows us the gravity of the situation, how serious it is. So therefore it is for us to understand that these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually an indication of how serious the matter is. So anyway, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in this very house of mine that, O Allah, whoever is appointed over the affairs of my ummah and he inconveniences them, then you inconvenience him. A person is made in charge of the ummah. Person has got responsibility over the ummah. And now instead of making things easy for the people, instead of accommodating the people as far as their life is concerned, instead of working in the interest of the people, what is this person who is doing his appointed? He's more interested in his own self. And in the rush, what he's doing, he's inconveniencing the people. He's making things difficult. He's making life constrained for the people under him. So look at how serious. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't take this lightly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that whoever is appointed over the affairs of my ummah and he inconveniences them, then, O Allah, you inconvenience him. And whoever is appointed over the affairs of my ummah and he's kind to them, then you be kind to him. O Allah, you be kind to this person. He's appointed over the affairs of my ummah and he's looking at the interest of my ummah. Yeah, be kind doesn't only mean a person is always showing a joyous face, a happy face, all the time making parties and that happened. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that what is in the interest of the ummah at that moment, this person is taking care of that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, sometimes he had to be very stern and sometimes to be very strict with the people. That was the interest of the ummah. That was actually being kind to the ummah, because the akhirat mustn't suffer. Unfortunately, sometimes today, we only look to see is what will happen with our dunya. All the time we must see is what is the condition of our akhirat. Is this kindness being kind to our akhirat, or is this kindness actually spoiling our akhirat? So this is what is meant by kindness, where a person is good, taking the interest of the ummah, the welfare of the ummah at heart, not only as far as the dunya of this ummah is concerned, but also the akhirat of the ummah is concerned. Otherwise, a person who is a ruler, he can introduce, like what is happening now in Saudi Arabia, cinemas all over, and you can have all type of musical concerts taking place, and all haram taking place, and he's not in there, it doesn't seem like he's inconveniencing anybody. But are we inconveniencing the akhirat of people? Are we inconveniencing the qabr of people? Are we inconveniencing the iman of the people? So now this is what the condition is. So here this is what Rasulullah is saying, that they are inconveniencing the people, then oh Allah, you inconvenience them. And if they are taking care of the welfare of the people, if they are taking care of the interest of the people, both in the dunya and the akhirat, Allah, you take care of them. See what a comprehensive dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made for the leaders. So therefore we should also see that in whatever position we got, that in some way at least we can take the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.